Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, Klal Samad Beis, and we're learning Siman Yud. So in Siman Yud, he deals with the bracha of Shechiyonu in regards to mitzvahs. So we know that the Shechiyonu is very said by a mitzvah which comes with Zman Lazman. So because of the cyclical element of it, we can say Shechiyonu Bechiyonu Lazman Hazeh. We arrive to this time because there's a specific time when it takes place. Saying Revorchim Shechiyonu Al Mitzvah Ela B'Dabar Shekuva Lo Zman. So the regalim, the yomim tovim, have a set time that they're going to take place. We make a shechiyano on the mitzvah of the yomtiv itself. We also make a shechiyano on the mitzvahs of the yomtiv. We make a shechiyano on the yomtiv of Rosh Hashanah. We make a shechiyano on the tkiyah shofar. We make a shechiyano on Yom Kippur. There's no specific act we're making the shechiyano on. We make a shechiyano on Shavuos, the no specific act that we're making the Shechiyonu on. We also make a Shechiyonu in regards to the taking a lulav. So Shechiyonu applies both to the Yom Tov itself and to the mitzvahs, other mitzvahs, as say, which we're doing in conjunction with the Yom Tov. So when the person says Shechiyonu Sukkot night in the Sukkah, he's having in mind both for the Yom Tov of Sukkot and for the mitzvah sitting in the Sukkah. Lulav, because it's not done at that point in time, gets its own mitzvah, its own Shechiyonu. A person says a Shechiyonu on the night of Pesach, so it's on the Yom Tov, it's also on the mitzvahs which we're going to be doing at the Seder. All that is included. A person says the Shechiyonu on Purim, on the Mikra Megillah, we have in mind the other mitzvahs of Purim itself, or the day of Purim itself, because it's not the rice, it does not require a Shechiyonu. Like most opinions. But the mitzvahs of Purim require Shechiyonu. We make a Shechiyonu on the Halakas Neris of Chanukah, not on the Yom Tov itself. Now he adds in an interesting point. He says that it's not Kavula Zman. Pinyan Ben is not a Kavuyas time. It happens once in a person's lifetime, usually. And a person will be doing a Pinyan Ben. But it's because of the element of simcha which is involved in it, we say Shechiyonu. The Rambam says that we'd make a Shechiyonu on Bris Milah for the same reason. And that is actually the minhag in Eretz Yisrael. They make a Shechiyonu on Bris Milah. The poskim which disagree with the Rambam come from one of two reasons. Either because we don't say Shechiyonu, because since there is the tsar of the child involved, so the simcha in some way is diminished, and therefore it's not appropriate to say the Shechiyonu on that. Alternatively, we can grapple with why is there a Shechiyonu at all in these mitzvahs. These mitzvahs aren't mitzvahs which come Yizman Lizman. So the Rambam says because due to the fact that they happen only occasionally, they approximate the concept of coming Yizman Lizman, and therefore the Shechiyonu, that's how he addresses that question. That the Shechiyonu that you say is makes sense because they approximate the idea of Mizman Lazman. This is the first time a person is doing this mitzvah. A person has never done the mitzvah beforehand, but the mitzvah itself is a mitzvah which happens regularly. A woman gets married, and for the first time in her life, she lights Shabbos Neiris. So some girls light Shabbos Neiris, but many girls do not light their own Shabbos Neiris. She gets married, and she lights the Shabbat, the Neiris for Shabbos. So she says Shechiyonu. Now, Neiris Shabbos happen regular every week. That's not Mizman Lazman. That's too close to being Mizman Lazman. But it's the first time she's doing it. You don't make a bracha on the fact that the first time you're doing a mitzvah. Ein Rav Orchin. Child puts on tefillin for the first time. So he does not make a bracha Shechiyonu. He puts on tefillin for the first time. A woman goes to the mikveh for the first time, so she makes a bracha on the tefillah. She doesn't say Shechiyonu. Mashiach is going to come, Be'ez Hashem, and men will be going to the mikveh for tumah before they go into Beis Hamikdash. First time that happens, we would not make a Shechiyonu on that. They might make Shechiyonu on the advent of Mashiach coming, but not on the mitzvah of going to the mikveh. Now, the Chayyim says in the parentheses that this is the machloikas, the discussion which the poskim can talk about it in conjunction with the mitzvah of kisei adam. First time a person does kisei adam in his lifetime, So when they shecht a bird or a one of the kosher wild animals, the Torah gives a mitzvah of covering the blood. It's kisi adam. So the person does kisi adam for the first time in their life, do they say shechiyana or not? So the Rambam says that we would make a shechiyana. There are poskim which say that therefore that's so, a person will make a shechiyana in that situation. First time in life, a person's life, that they're going to be machfir shumas and maisers, something of that sort. But the shach in Yeridei and Simen Chavches, the Lachos Kisidam, says we do not make a shechiyana on the first time we do a mitzvah. So he says, take a look at Yeridei and Simen Chavches, the shach and the Pichadosh. Then he says, take a look at what I wrote in Shari Tzedek. So the Chayadim wrote other storm as well. He wrote the Sefer called Chochmas Adam, which is a parallel type of Sefer with Chayadim, but it deals with halachas of Yerideya, as opposed to Orach Chaim halachas, and also halachas of Evan or Ezer, which are practical in the halacha lemaisa. And he also wrote a Sefer called Shari Tzedek, which is the halachas of Eretz Yisrael. He wrote a Sefer on the halachas of Avelis. He wrote a sefer called Zichur Taras Moshe, which is a version of Hilchos Shabbos, which parallels what he did in the Chayyadim. He wrote multiple swarm. So in this sefer, Shari Tzedek, he says he really feels that a shechiyana would be possible in the first time a person does a mitzvah. But the Minhag Chutz-Lorets is not like that. In Eretz Yisrael, the minhag is to make a shechiyana more easily. So if he moves Eretz Yisrael, he would say that he would make a shechiyana on these mitzvahs, and he encourages people who move to Eretz Yisrael to do so. The minhag is not like the chayyadim in that regard. The minhag is to say shechiyana on a bris milah in Eretz Yisrael, but the regards to making shechiyana on the first time a person does a mitzvah, the Mishnah Berurah in Orach Chaim Siman Chaf Beis suggests that a person should get a new fruit, something of that sort, make a shechiyanu through that route, and have in mind for the mitzvah as well. Have a good day.